Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
St. Louis, you can do better than that. Florida, you look good. All right. I'm so surprised at our church, at every single campus, that every campus has these dancers and singers and everything wonderful. Give it up one more time for all the people. Come on, you can do better. They worked hard. And then, of course, the videos and the, can you help us? The videos, you can be seated and everything, just all done in-house. In fact, the cute little dude in there, the little guy, his dad is Brian Place, one of our art directors and coffee shop minister, and then the young girls on our students team. And I just can't tell you how excited I am about our church having 8 locations and all this being live at every place. Look at your neighbor and tell them, say, you got blessed, you got to sip of me today. And of course, we also want you to know that if you like this, you know, tell people about it. Share it on your Facebook. You're watching on YouTube and so on. And then Christmas Eve, everybody shout Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve, we're having our regular services, and everybody goes to church on Christmas Eve. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you? All right. Today I want to talk a little bit about why Jesus came. Of course, we know Jesus is the reason for the season. And I do love Christmas time. In fact, it's the time of the year where we, you know, defrost our Michael Bublé songs and Mariah Carey songs, right? And then you got some people in the room today at every location that you're really into Christmas. You started decorating your house in August. Who are you? Come on, Nicole, raise your hand, right? And then you got other people. I want you to be honest this morning. How many of y'all, you haven't even started yet. Raise your hand, right? You got those folks? Some people have, even now, some of these cars, I don't know if you've seen this, driving down the highway, you'll see cars decorated like this. The police are actually upset even because they're saying it's illegal to have red lights on the front of the car. But there are some people that are into Christmas. And I believe at Faith Church, we ought to be into Christmas. Come on, give it up for all the people in the hallways today decorating cookies, because Christmas should be fun. That's why we brought the kids in here today a little bit, is to talk about and dial in the holiday seasons and how to kind of accomplish that. You know, you got Nicole and I, when we first got married, Austin was 7. And so I'd never had a son before, but I had, within a few years after that, I lost my dad. And so my dad went to heaven. So when he went away, to me, psychologically, the holidays had just a real repressive feeling. Everything reminded me of my dad. And sometimes after a loss, you can't seem to really get over that. But you have to make a decision to do it. And it wasn't until a few years, and by the way, this is what happens to you. God begins to heal you, and time begins to heal you. Raise your hand if you've had time kind of help you out. So it won't always be as bad as it is right now, maybe in your situation. And so I got to where a few years later, I realized what I was doing was actually hurting my family, my son, my daughter, and the rest of my family, because I wasn't enjoying it. And so it's a choice. Everybody shout, a choice. It's a choice that we have to make to say, wait a minute, I'm going to move from the negative over into the positive. And there's a scripture in the Bible, and they'll put it on the screen for you, in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Then it goes on. I'm not going to preach about this one because I don't like it this time of the year, because you got to deal with the holidays. Long suffering, got to be nice in traffic, kindness. How many of y'all vote? We just leave that out right now. Let's deal with the top three. So love is this gift. And so I brought this gift. In fact, I have a gift for everyone. If you look under your seat right now, one of these is, no, there's nothing under your seat. We're not Oprah. We don't have a budget. There's nothing even in mine. Come on, somebody. Nothing here or up here. But when Jesus decided that he would put on this earthly suit, become a man, be born of a virgin, he wasn't just dying so you and I could actually go to heaven. Thank God for that. How many of y'all would rather go to heaven than hell? The answer is yes. But he also left us this gift called the fruit of the Spirit, and it's love, for God is love. Everybody shout that, every campus. Why? God is love. So God is love, and from inside this gift of love comes joy. Then peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There's 9 of these inside there. And so when your joy is gone, oftentimes when your joy is gone, you don't feel quite right. And we'll actually read the Christmas story. Joy is in there in Luke chapter 2. We will go to verse 10. It says, the angel said unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you good news, not bad news, good news of, what's it say? Great joy. Shout it again. Why? Great joy. Not just a little bit of joy, great joy. It's obvious that Jesus took very serious this joy thing. Why? Because we know in Nehemiah, everybody knows this. It says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's all shout that together. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now notice at every campus, I underlined that it says, the joy of the Lord. It's not your joy, it's his joy. But his joy gives us our strength. I brought these balloons up today, one, to entertain the kids, because they gotta listen to me instead of our great kids ministry. Next week, kids, I promise there'll be somebody better in your class besides me. But these are the exact same balloons, but one balloon is filled with man's hot air. All the women said, I know that's right, come on. So one is filled with man's hot air and one is filled with helium, obviously. The one is going up and the other one is going down. Now this is what happens sometimes, is this is the difference between happiness and joy. Joy comes from God. We just read that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Shout it again. Why? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So when the joy is always up, it's always on. But happiness is temporary. Happiness is, well, and I'm not against happiness. It isn't like one or the other. There's things that make you happy. Coffee makes me happy. Somebody ought to shout amen. And so for a minute, coffee makes me happy. It's like, oh yeah, here it is, temporary happiness. But then it just goes down, gets cold. Come on, somebody. All of a sudden, you have a good year. Okay, I had a good year at work. So then it goes up, it's up just a little bit, but then it just immediately goes down. This one's always up, because this is not based on a feeling, this is based on facts. So you're not always happy, because happiness is based on a happening. A lot of single ladies in the building, oh my gosh, somebody finally after 20 years swiped right for me. I'm happy. Maybe for 3 days, I'm really happy. But then you get married, it's going down. Because happiness, again, is a feeling. Joy is a fact. And so you have joy even when sometimes you're not happy, but you got to stir up the joy on the inside of you and say, wait a minute, joy is serious business. And for me to have strength, I have to have joy. And joy comes from God. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. That's a fact. Now, there's some people that are just always negative. Like that one guy, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. It's feeling bad. People, how you doing? You ask him at church, how you doing? Well, I just wanted you to say fine. I didn't want to have a conversation. Come on, raise your hand. If you know what I'm talking about, raise your hand. You're like, I'm not wanting to have a therapy session. The correct answer is fine. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Blessed and highly favored. Ah, Shabbat. That's what I'm looking for out of you, okay? So, I don't know, man. It's a bad day. It's just bad. Well, what'd you say? You said something good? Okay, thank you. It's real fast, real fleeting. But when you make a decision of quality and you say, wait a minute, if joy is my strength and joy is not a feeling and God is speaking to me right now at church this weekend to say, no matter what's going on, I'm not what I'm going through, I'm what I'm going to. And if God be for me, who and what can be against me? And no weapon formed against me will prosper. And so I can get temporary feeling going, oh, that was fun. I saw Santa. I got a cookie. Woo! I'm gonna hide it from Nicole so she doesn't need it. These are feelings. In fact, have you ever gotten a gift or bought something and it gave you an emotional high for a minute? You're like, oh, those new pants. We'll try it, girls. That new bag. Yeah. It's a Louis. What do they call it? A catch-all or a carry-all or it's a big bag. What's it called? Never full. Come on, somebody. Never full. And that's a lie because it's always full. I've seen Nicole's like, how much stuff you got in there? She's got wrenches in there, lunch in there. Okay, but then it goes, well, I need a new bag. Papa needs a brand new bag, right? So it feels good for a minute, it goes away. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10, again, let's read it together out loud. Every campus, shout it, what? The joy of the Lord is our strength. One more time. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm gonna leave it there. Do you see me catch the spirit? Come on, somebody say, ah, Shama, won't he do it? Yes, he will. You know, it's a Holy Ghost church when you got to explain to your neighbors, what did he mean, catch the spirit? This last week, I looked up 20 things, this article said 20 things to help you find joy. I'm not going to read all 20, but there's a few of them that I thought was kind of funny. Number one, you're going to love this, take a nap. Remember when you're a little kid and you're like, I don't want to take a nap. But now you're like, I want to take a nap. Number two was discovering new smells. I got grandkids. No more new smells. I've discovered all I want. Number three was petting a dog. Notice it does not say cat. Can I get a man? Four was watch a movie. Maybe it helps you escape. Five was to, I love this one, to eat cupcakes. Oh, yes. Amen. Listen, I hate it when people are like, low carbs, keto. No, high carbs. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We will fast in January, but we're feasting in December. Don't you spoil my fun. Don't be a fun killer. Again, feelings make you happy. A gift makes you happy. Good news makes you happy, but joy is sustainable even when this guy is on the floor bringing no value to me whatsoever. So the gift in the box is the joy of the Lord that sustains me through a divorce, that sustains me through good times, that sustains me through a bad report. I'm not focused on what I don't have. I'm focused on what I do have, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Won't he do it? I like this in Jeremiah, or it's James 1. It says this in the message. It says, consider it a sheer gift, my friends, a sheer gift. Consider it a gift when challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and showing its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it, the problem, the pressure, the trouble, the trial, let it do its work so you can become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Don't try to squirm out of it. They say that life is only 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. So when you respond in faith and say, I don't feel good, but the word says I am, so I must be healed. People are always hooked on these feelings. Just thought, I don't feel right. I've had people tell me that. I just don't feel right, Pastor David. So how long has it been since you came to church? Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's been a while. How long's a while? I haven't been to church in a couple years. I don't feel good. How long has it been since you worked out? No, been a long time. How long has it been since you drank water? Well, I don't like water. I mostly drink Diet Coke. Come on, somebody, see where I'm going with this? Most of the time, the problem that I have is looking at me in the mirror. I'm gonna try it over here. Come on, another campus gonna help me today? The biggest problem that we have many times is the way we're looking at the problem. We're looking at the problem, at the trial and the obstacle. In fact, here's the deal. There's a lot of people who would love, I'm a pastor there's thousands of you today at these campuses, right? Look around you at Earth City, thousands of people. Sunset Hills, thousands of people right now in that auditorium. Why? You pull up to those giant buildings and giant asphalt parking lots and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of air conditioning. You know who goes to bed at night worried about the asphalt? Not you. When I see too much salt on the parking lot, I'm like, spray it off. It eats the asphalt. Why has it got to be so hot in here? Why does it always have to be cold in here? Why do we use so much toilet paper? It's 50 grand a month at Sam's. What is up with you people? Stop stealing the toilet paper. But again, these are all feelings that you're dealing with. You're thinking that you've got to solve the problem, that you got to meet the need. But oh no, the Bible said that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So here was my point with this. Is that, no organ please. When you think things are tough in your life, and I'll close in the next couple minutes. When you think that things are tough in your life, there's a lot of people, when I pastor all these people that I talked about today, there are people at our church right now that just started coming who have brain tumors. They're facing chemo. They're facing divorce. They're facing problems. And you're sitting here going, oh man, my Uber is late. My internet is slow. Come on, somebody. So I promise you, wherever you are, you can even get your feelings feeling better when you pass to the positive and you start changing what you're thinking about and you start thinking like God's thinking, which is the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I want to feel good, if I want to live a life of faith, if I want to be a victim or a victor, the answer is looking at me in the mirror, and the word of God is the mirror. So I'm not strong for the Lord. Come on, somebody. I'm strong in the Lord, and no matter what happens to me, on the inside of me, come on somebody, give God praise today, is the gift of the Holy Spirit working with us. Now, last but not least, joy has a voice. Joy has a voice. I remember my grandmother, she had a stroke. By the way, her name was Mabel Maxine Crank. Let's see, Mabel. And so Mabel Maxine Crank had a stroke. She called my dad. I was only a little boy, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old. And this whole part of her face was paralyzed. This whole part of her body was paralyzed. And when my dad came down to her house, her voice was not a voice of joy. It was, oh, this is going to happen to me. She goes through the whole scenario. And my dad starts bringing the voice of joy. He starts saying things like, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show your salvation. He sent his word and to heal them and deliver them from all transgressions. And so he got a cassette tape player. And if you're young here, just Google it, cassette tape. And he had her listen to 10 tapes by Fred Price. And these tapes, you had to push play on them, and then you had to eject it. Anybody remember this right here? Raise your hand so kids don't think I'm lying. This is a real thing, guys. It was a tape. And then sometimes it would get, the heads would get dirty, and then the tape would do this. Anybody ever been there? What's the answer to that? Come on, someone. You take a pencil in there, you start doing that. Kids today don't know. They're like, oh, my iPod's slow. No, this was slow. And so she's listening to the word, she's doing good, and within a matter of a few days, she gets the gift of healing, and her joy comes back. She's so happy, the paralysis is gone, and then the phone rang. Now, here's another one for young people. There was a thing called a phone, and it was not in your pocket. I promise to God, there was a phone, and it hung on the wall. Old people, raise your hand if it's not hurting too bad, okay? And it had a long cord. Remember this cord? You talk to your girlfriend, get all tied up in it, and then all of a sudden you kind of go down the steps a little bit so your mama couldn't hear what you were saying, and then all of a sudden you heard a click, click, because there was multiple phones, and people could hear. Oh, yeah, I promise you, people would be listening, and then your mama would be like, the Lord told me you were getting kind of dirty on the phone. No, you were listening to my conversation. I know what you were doing. Raise your hand if you know where the phone is. So the phone rings. Now, grandma's feeling good. Grandma's happy. And then the phone rings. And when she starts going over to the phone, she starts knowing it's her friend. And she kind of liked the attention. She was single, alone. When we left, there wouldn't be attention. So all of a sudden, her friend from church called and said, Mabel Maxine, how are you? And she said, well, I'm doing a little better. My dad said, hey, shut up. What are you doing? So, oh no, God healed me. I'm fine. See, if you're not careful, you kind of like sometimes the sad. Look at that thing went all the way off the stage. It's what you do when you don't go to church. You'd be just running all the way to the back row. Some of y'all are like, I'm going to go all the way to the back row. Not this back row. Okay, my bad. These back row people be bringing the heat this morning. Sorry. What? I got the wrong one. What do I do now? Gabe, in my office, there's a bigger one. I'm going to redeem myself right here. And when this gets on television, this will all be edited out. I thought I was having an argument with you guys. You're like, no, it's up here. I have no clue. No clue what's going on. You know how awkward it is when you're the preacher, everybody knows what's going on, but you? Yeah. This is hilarious. I love it. I got to gather my thoughts. What do you do when that happens? Well, let's preach on the rapture. This is what happens when the Lord leaves. Come on, somebody. And you're down here, and he goes up there. The voice of joy. All right, as they bring me the other balloon. Everybody shout, the voice of joy. So now, the voice of joy says this. Jeremiah 33, verse 11. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, so the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that shall praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. Everybody shout, the Lord is good. For his mercy endures forever. And we will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That's why I'm so glad you came to church today. You come to church, you're laughing. Some of you still looking up there. People at other campuses are wondering, can we get a Skycam to see where the balloons actually are? But as I close, the voice of joy is one that speaks joy in the voice of chaos. When people are scared, oh, there's drones flying everywhere, and we don't know who in the world is flying the drones. I don't know what's going to happen with Medicare and Medicaid. Little kids aren't asking those questions. There's not one little kid running around church today like a little elf with a cookie wondering, I wonder about the drones. I wonder about Social Security. We need to have the faith as a little child. And we need to say, you know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways, and he will direct my path. Now look at the big balloon we got this time. Weighted, by the way. That ain't going nowhere. That's the balloon I had last night. It was still in my office. Thank God it was, because that balloon ran away on the job. So as I close today, think this week about the difference between happiness and joy. Everybody shout, there's a difference between happiness and joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Everybody stand up with me, and I want to pray for you today. My lesson today, I hope, will help you remember all the good things that God has given you. I hope it helps you remember that this gift is a gift that you possess, but if you do not open the gift, it'll do you no good. A gift under the tree, unopened, you'll never know what's in it. But if you'll unwrap this today, it'll change your life forever. And whatever campus you're at, you're in Sunset Hills, you're in the balcony, you're all the way back in the bathroom there, at Earth City, you're in Ferguson, Weldon, wherever you're at today, Royal Palm. Maybe you don't have the gift that we're talking about today, which is Jesus, who brings you joy that isn't temporary, but it's permanent. I want everybody everywhere to close your eyes just for a minute and let people feel comfortable raising their hand. You say, Pastor David, pray for me today. I want that gift of salvation. I want you to raise your hand up on the count of three. One, two, three. Don't be shy. Raise it up everywhere, everywhere, every campus. Hold it up just for 1 minute. You can put it down. And I want all of us to pray this prayer together. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead. Heaven is now my home. And I believe with all of my heart that Jesus is coming back, and I'm going to be ready. And until then, I'm going to talk to him every day. I'm going to study his word. He is my Savior and Lord forevermore, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand for that today. Come on, make it a big one, man. These are people that made the best decision of their life.